It is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Tulsa will have a new congressman come January. Three men will be on the ballot next month seeking the job. This morning, we hear from all three and their take on the economic problems facing the nation. The first to speak is the Republican candidate, Jim Bridenstine. He wants to get a handle on federal spending.
The big anchor around the neck of our economy is the debt and the deficit. We are now, for the first time in American history, we are creating new money in order to buy the bonds that fund the government. And we're hurting the U.S. dollar in so doing. And what this does is it prevents capital formation, and it prevents the ability of businesses to grow, new businesses to get created, and ultimately it creates a joblessness problem. And a lot of the politicians, they all have plans, and those plans include more taxes and more spending, and they're going to create jobs within the federal government and other, you know, tools and mechanisms. But the reality is what we have to do is we have to get the private sector going. So what we need to do is we need to have tax reform. We need to do the things. We need to actually control federal spending in a major way. And when I say control federal spending, I'm not one of these guys that says I'm a Navy pilot, you can't cut defense. We have to look at the entire federal budget. And we have to take a very realistic look at how we control federal spending.
The Democratic candidate is John Olson, and he has a different approach.
Look, we have a deficit problem in this country, and we're not going to be able to just cut our way out of it. Now, there is wasteful spending out there that we do need to cut, but we also need to make sure that we invest where it makes sense, that we raise revenues where it makes sense. And I do want to talk about investment for a second, because the discussion that we've been having doesn't differentiate between operating spending and investment spending. Look, if you buy a house for $150,000 and you pay it off over 30 years, nobody says that you're running a $150,000 deficit. They say you're making an investment. And what we need to do is continue to invest in things that pay off. Invest in energy that's good for Oklahoma, that's good for Oklahoma jobs. Invest in infrastructure, that's something that we have to do anyway. And invest in education. Every other country in the world is investing, and if we don't, we will be left behind. Having said that, we also need to raise revenues. Look, I'm an Army guy. I come from an Army perspective. And only 1% of America's population ever serves in the armed forces. And we have asked that 1% to pay our nation's debts in red. And I will insist that we ask the wealthiest 1% to pay their share in green.
Now, there's also an independent candidate on the ballot. He is Craig Allen, and he's calling for what he calls a common-sense approach to Washington's problems.
We're spending money that the CBO's come out and said 40% of the tax dollars are wasted. We don't have to raise taxes if we find out where the waste is. If we eliminate the waste, but then we can use that money to do other things, including educate. I don't know that every country is trying to educate at such a high level, but it's a great goal. If we don't start working together and try to figure out how to reduce this and watch our, we're watching our dollar devalue at such a rapid rate, I don't know how we'll ever pay it back. You can't find very many people that can tell you what $1 trillion is. It's an amazing number. And we can't pay it. I don't know how we're going to pay it back. And we're not going to pay it back. They're going to pay it back. And I don't think that's fair. So we've got to do a better job.
You get to decide the winner 4 weeks from tomorrow. The comments were made at Oral Roberts University and made available to us by KOTV. It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.